Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Middays with Mannix and Mannix.
It seems like you have a tenuous grasp on the English language in general.
Filibuster.
With Jeff Mannix.
If it were a 1 out of 5 thing, and it is, what would you give me? The obvious 5-star rating, or would you be a liar?
And Taylor Mannix.
It's sort of like going from prime rib to, I don't know, weird brother of prime rib.
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
You're a good guy, my friend.
That means brother in French. I don't know why I know that. I took 4 years of Spanish.
You know hermano?
Hermano is brother in Spanish. As in, hey, hermano.
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
You are going to fail and bomb and gag and fail and bomb.
Yella, let's go.
Good afternoon. Welcome into the lunch hour on a finally Friday edition of Middays with Mannix and Mannix. You've got Jeff and Taylor on the microphones live from the Roe Westbrook Auburn Studios. And we kick off our lunch hour today with a local sports spotlight. This will be a fun one. It's with certainly one of the more accomplished high school sports athletes that we've seen over the last 4 years. He still has one season of high school athletics left with the Levitt Hornets baseball team. Already done football, though, and, well, he's going to take his talents in both sports to the University of Maine coming up in the fall. He's the Fitzpatrick Award winner for the top high school senior athlete in the state in football. And he's hosting a food drive and youth sports day in Turner, Maine, his hometown, or at least where his school is. He's from Green. Noah Carpenter joins us on the line right now. Noah, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Great, man. And things clearly have been going well for you here through high school. So first, congratulations on everything that you've been able to do, winning state football championships and now a Fitzpatrick Award as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time for having me on the show today.
Yeah, of course. And let's get right into it before we talk a little bit about you and obviously your future endeavors up there with Coach Stevens at the University of Maine. Let's talk about what you got going on this weekend, man. I mean, it's incredible. I love when guys like you and just anybody in the community is able to give back like this. And what you got going on is really something awesome. Why don't you take us through a little bit about this youth sports day here that you're hosting tomorrow and take us through a little bit about what it means to you as well.
Yeah, so tomorrow, obviously, April 6th, hosting a youth sports and a food drive from 10 to 12. During that time period, I'm going to be presenting a $1,000 check that I received from Gatorade, from winning Gatorade Player of the Year, back to my community, GYAA, which is the local athletic sports, like, that gives back to the community. While I'm giving the check to them, I'm also spending time with the kids and hopefully, you know, brightening their day. Just trying to give back to the community that gave me all I could, you know, need to be where I'm at today. Other than, you know, the sports side of it, I'm hosting a food drive for non-perishable items. Over the last couple of years, I've really wanted to, you know, make a big difference on bringing awareness to food insecurities. As in my community, there's actually a lot of people that struggle with, you know, having enough food for their family. And I just want to bring awareness to that and, you know, make sure that I can impact my community and leave something that people can remember me by.
Well, that's fantastic here, Noah. And I'm interested in hearing about this donation that you're going to make here, because this, as you mentioned, this is the money you won for winning Gatorade Player of the Year. What gave you the idea that you wanted to donate all that money to the Green Youth Athletic Association here and really kind of help those that are coming up behind you?
You know, growing up through Green, obviously being my hometown, and going through, you know, the elementary schools at Green, we were blessed to have a lot of people who gave a lot of money to the community. And, you know, over the couple of years, you've seen those people kind of disappear. So with my mindset, you know, being from Green and going through the youth sports programs and stuff like that, I just want to be able to give back to, you know, kind of where I started, and just show people that I care about, you know, where I came from. And that's an, you know, so it's very important to me to just show people that I still care about the community, and then just trying to give back everything that I received growing up.
Yeah, and look, and the event is free too, of course, includes obviously the food drive, autographs, mm-hmm. raffles, games, and all that stuff. I mean, what was the motivation too? I mean, obviously you did this for, you know, the community, but what was the motivation behind, you know, obviously the games and all that stuff and the raffles? Like, where did you get the idea to, you know, have some fun with this as well and make it more of, instead of just a food drive, but a day where people can kind of come out and also enjoy themselves?
You know, I'm actually working with a marketing agent, Greg Glynn. He's doing brand name is Pliable, and, you know, we've just sat down over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, I wanted to do something bigger, you know, this year with, obviously, the donation of $1,000, and, you know, he's come up with some great ideas, you know, giving back to, you know, the Good Shepherd Food Bank, and, you know, obviously the games to keep the kids interested. I just want it to be, you know, a day where people can go and kind of relax. You know, we just got this big snowstorm. A lot of people are stressed right now, and I just want it to be a place where people can come, you know, relax, kids can come and have fun with me, and then obviously, you know, do something good with, you know, with the food drive.
And this event is 10 to 12 at Tripp Middle School in Turner tomorrow, Saturday, April the 6th. And, you know, you've been pretty synonymous here with Leavitt football and Leavitt High School with your success here on the football field and on the baseball diamond, for that matter. Tell me, going into an event like this, how much that Leavitt High School community, Turner, Green, etc., has meant to you, and how much they've shaped the individual you are now?
You know, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, growing up in this community, it's very tight-knit. It may not be the biggest community, like Lewiston, one of the bigger cities, but everyone who's in this community does something to help people out, you know, and especially being a part of, you know, the Leavitt football team and the Leavitt baseball team. Everyone in the town, Leeds, Green, and Turner, have always been by our sides, and just seeing how people care for, you know, these sports teams just makes me want to, you know, be a part of those and give back to my community and give back to the kids that are growing up and, you know, hopefully one day are going to be in my shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit about your career too, man. Obviously, second straight undefeated season for you guys, Class C state champion over Oceanside. On defense, 110 tackles, 5 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you rushed for 1,300-plus yards, 23 touchdowns on 121 carries, threw for 1,800 yards and 21 touchdowns, and made 32 of 35 point-after kicks. I should ask you, what can't you do? But I'll ask you, what's some of your favorite memories from playing at Leavitt, man? We used to joke on here how much the Patriots could have used you down there sliding up under center with how bad it got in that quarterback room. But in all seriousness, what are some of those favorite memories that you have playing with Leavitt and that you'll take with you to the next level? Because I know all of us on the outside have a ton of memories, and we really enjoyed watching you play over those 4 years.
Yeah, I'd say some of my favorite memories are just definitely hanging out with, you know, being a part of such an amazing group, both player-wise and coaching-wise. You know, Leavitt's a very small community, but, you know, a lot of people give, you know, their props to the football team because, you know, that's kind of what the town gets its big fame from. So we have a lot of people that support it. And just being a part of a team like that, you know, we had guys who, they came to work every day with the best attitude, but we'd also have our fun during that. So just definitely those long practices where we'd joke around, have fun with the coaches. And then obviously, you know, definitely the games this year were pretty interesting. Obviously, we were down 15 in that TA game at halftime, and then being down 2 scores in that Freiburg game. You know, just to see everyone, you know, stay strong and keep a positive mindset and, you know, work as a team together, you know, to pull out from those deficits. It's just an amazing group to be a part of, and couldn't do anything without them or the coaches.
Well, yeah, and if you could, tell us a little bit about the working relationship with the coaches there at Leavitt. I mean, we've had Coach Hathaway on a number of times here on the show and gotten a little bit into his philosophy. What was it like to play for that Leavitt team and that coaching staff who clearly loves you guys for sure, but definitely pushed you as hard as they could to make sure you were as good as you could be?
Yeah, no, Coach Hathaway and the coaching staff, they did an amazing job at not only giving us the information game by game and, you know, the knowledge going into games, but, you know, they'd hold film, would have film parties and would be watching film, you know, almost every single day before the big games. They'd instill everyone with confidence. They're the coaches that, you know, they know what they're doing. They work hard together. Half, you know, you can tell a difference because when we're in football season, half locked in, you know, even he's a teacher at Leavitt. During his off periods, he'll be drawing up plays, watching film. You know, they all do a great job at, you know, getting enough information on teams week by week so that they can give us that information and just make sure that when it's game time, they knew that they gave us, you know, the right knowledge going into every game just to, you know, go out there and play it, kind of just play football. You don't have to think too much. And, you know, they did a great job just doing that and, you know, keeping everyone happy.
Yeah, and that's always so important is morale, right? Big time. So it's great to hear. Always knew it was such a fun program, and to hear some of the insides is always great. I got to ask you, though, I mean, I know your career is not officially done yet in Maine high school football. You were selected to the Maine Shrine Lobster Bowl roster here for 2024. How has that been going for you in terms of prepping for that game? I know you're still a little bit of the way out, but I know the process has sort of begun here for you guys heading into the summer.
Yeah. So me, Will Keats, and Jason Egley, we're all the ones selected from Leavitt. You know, we're always in the weight room just trying to stay active. And obviously with me going up to Maine, I can't be slacking off. So just staying in the weight room, staying active. I'm going to be playing quarterback in the Lobster Bowl, so just keeping my arm, you know, up to shape and in prime condition, throwing the football around. And I know that Jason will, you know, that there's a bigger purpose of this Lobster Bowl, obviously, with fundraising for the Children's Shriners Hospital. But everyone goes into this game with a mindset of you kind of want to win. You know, it's the last high school football game that you're going to be playing in your career. So definitely want it, but I also know that there's a bigger cause to why we're playing in this game.
And obviously your high school athletics career is not done because you've got a baseball season ahead of you there at Leavitt. Obviously snow will prevent getting outside here at the moment, but
we were supposed to play tomorrow. Supposed to have a screen.
Oh, well, I guess that's definitely not happening. But tell us how much anticipation you've got for your senior season of baseball there at Leavitt High School and what your hopes for that final season is.
You know, everyone's hope is to win a state championship. And, you know, I think we have the team where we got some older guys, but we also have some younger guys coming up. My goal is kind of just, you know, to have fun. It's going to be my last high school sport that I'm going to be playing in my high school career. So obviously want to have fun, but you know, when I play sports, I want to win. So I want to be a part of a team that wants to win. And I think we got the right guys, we got the right coaches, you know, to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, and I want to kind of talk obviously too about the University of Maine, some pretty cool endeavors coming for you up there. What are you most excited about heading up there? And obviously Coach Stevens and Coach Durba, I'm sure, have spoken with you a little bit. But what are you most excited about getting up to Orno?
I'm excited to, you know, kind of get out of, you know, high school. You know, I think going to college, I think, you know, it's a bigger opportunity. It's more like a job. You have to, you know, do your job and you have to do it to a high level to continue to do that job. I'm kind of excited just, you know, meet new people, be a part of a different team, as I'm seeing videos and, you know, stuff on the Maine Black Bears football and baseball page of how, you know, they're like a family too. And I just can't wait to be a part of a new family with great coaches and great players.
Noah Carpenter is, of course, a senior at Levitt High School and soon to be Maine Black Bear in both football and baseball, but he's hosting Youth Sports Day at Tripp Middle School in Turner tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Free event with a donation to the Green Youth Athletic Association and a food drive as well. So bring those non-perishable food items. Noah, thanks so much for talking to us. This was enlightening and great to meet you as a person here. You're clearly headed for great things. So best of luck with the event tomorrow and in the spring season here. And obviously we'll be following you as a Black Bear.
Thank you guys so much for everything. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Happy to have you. Again, that is Noah Carpenter, Levitt High School football and baseball standout. We'll come back. We'll open the phone lines for you next as we continue through the lunch hour on Middays with Mannix and Mannix.